Hello and welcome to the Online Business for Black Women podcast. I'm Keisha White, brand strategist for new coaches, consultants, and service providers. And I created this podcast for Black women who aspire to start profitable businesses online. Here we share transparent stories of overcoming the challenges that come with building an online business, along with actionable strategies that you can implement in a business of your own. To get started, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. So let's dive into the episode. Okay, hello everyone. Hopefully you are doing well. So in this episode, I want to talk about how to find your first few clients online. And in business, marketing is the number one thing you need for a successful business. And that's because if no one knows about what you're selling, you are going to end up being the best kept secret and you're going to struggle to make money online. And back when I was getting started, so this is again like five, six years ago. So to get my first two clients, I started just with people that I knew. So this was just like coworkers and friends who needed my services. And since I was completely new and for what I was doing, I had never done it for anybody before. So I was working in corporate sales, business to business sales for my day job. And the things that I wanted to do in a business included things like design, brand strategy, and all that type of stuff. And I was considering photography, but at that time I ended up not doing photography. But I didn't have any examples or anything to show for that type of work, since my 9-to-5 was totally unrelated to my area that I was wanting to do in business. So it was just really easy for me once I decided to hone in on those areas, almost just by kind of having conversations with people I knew. They just automatically kind of started asking me for help with photography or help with a website or with a logo. And so I got those first few people because I just wanted to build up my portfolio. So I would do the projects for free or for like really, really cheap. And I would just do it just to get the experience. And I kind of wanted to just boost my confidence a little bit too, because since those were new skills that I wasn't necessarily using in my 9-to-5, I didn't go to art school. I went to business school. I didn't 100% feel very confident in the new skills, even though I knew it was work that I was enjoying. I just didn't feel 100% confident to do it yet. So once I did that, then I moved on to working with clients who found me online. And so I started doing a little bit of online marketing, and I still really stayed underpriced though. I didn't really realize it at the time, which is why I didn't make very much back then. But I didn't really know any better at the moment with how to price myself properly. So still got a bit more experience by marketing online, but I should have done a better job with like my pricing and my positioning of the business so I could have charged real rates. But that's all water under the bridge now, because after going full time, I shifted my positioning, and now the minimum for my branding services is $5,000 for that done for you service outside of my group program. The group program is a lot cheaper, but the services that I do for other people start at $5,000 now, after gaining that experience, learning how to position my business properly, and just learning how to brand and market in the way that would attract higher paying people. And so many people, when they try to do online marketing with the wrong strategies, they think that it doesn't work. And they think that they have to start going around to all of the networking events in their cities, trying to create all these new relationships with people. But it's never bad, of course, to create relationships. It definitely is useful too. But you can find people online with the right strategies from the comfort of home if you need to. And again, I'm recording this during a coronavirus time where we're having to do social distancing. We're having to stay home for our health and the health of others. So if someone was relying on like networking events and conferences and stuff to get clients, then they're having a challenge right now because we can't go anywhere right now. So when you understand how to attract people online, you have a huge skill set that's going to help you be really, really successful. Because in these days too, with the coronavirus, people are online a lot more because when they're at home, everybody has their phone in their hand. They don't have to commute to and from work right now because everybody's home. And then people are just consuming a lot more media. So when you're able to start building your brand through online marketing, because again, your brand is what people know you for doing. The brand is not a logo. So when you're starting to build that brand and that reputation online for what you do, this is a great time to do it because everybody's home. And then you can still work with people anywhere all over the nation just because you understand how to market online. And some of the results I've gotten with this, I've replaced my corporate income with doing this. I've been able to work with clients. I'm based in Atlanta, but I've attracted clients all over because I've had a few people here and there when I talk to them about my business and what I do, they would kind of almost hint that they think I was being success. They thought that I had some success in business because I lived in Atlanta. Like that has something to do with it, but that has literally nothing to do with my business model because I never really had a ton of time necessarily to go to a lot of networking events. Atlanta traffic is really bad. So it's like, if you're going to go to a 2-hour event, tack on an extra hour for traffic. So that can end up being like 3 or 4 hours out of your workday just to go to some little event where you may or may not meet people who are a good fit for what you do. So that was not an option for me. Like a lot of times I would pay for, and this sounds silly, but I would sometimes buy tickets to networking events hoping to go and then end up like it's 5:30. I'm like, crap, I need to be getting ready right now. And I'm still working and I just don't go. So anyway, so for me, it was just easier to just find people online for my time. And what I had clients like all over, like from San Francisco to New York to Chicago, Dallas, Houston, North Carolina, South Carolina, St. Louis, D.C. And I have attracted all of these people by doing marketing online. And so the top three things that I have found over the years that make online marketing successful are these three C's that I always mention. So the first C is credibility. And then the second C is connection. And then the third C is calls to action. And another big benefit of doing these things is that I actually booked clients having them come to me by marketing this way. So I know a lot of people will kind of spam people's DMs, which there's nothing wrong with that if you do it in a genuine way where you almost kind of start a conversation with the person. But again, with the way my business was set up, I did not necessarily have a lot of time to do that because I was doing a service-based business. So a service-based business is when once you sell the service and do all the marketing, then you also have to fulfill on the service at a high level, especially if you're charging premium rates. So if you're charging $1,000 plus, and my package is a $5,000 package for my service-based business. So for me to do that, I didn't really have a ton of time to really work with clients like that, do marketing, do all these DM messages. So for me, I wanted to market in a way where people would be coming to me and ready to hire me to work with them instead of me having to just do all these cold emails and cold messages. And so I'm going to break down each area and the psychological reasons why they work. And the reason why I incorporate psychology too is because we're all humans out here and we all have like certain patterns of thinking and ways that we do things subconsciously that we don't even realize. And that's what makes certain types of marketing and just different strategies in business more effective than others. And so in the credibility space, so the psychological things that work there are establishing trust and then also reciprocity. So in the business world, people need to feel like they trust you in order to want to give you money, especially when it comes through the online space. And one of the easiest ways to build trust is to share the knowledge and the expertise that you have around the area that you choose to specialize in. So kind of back to the first episode, this is how why picking one certain area to be that expert in is crucial. So that way, all of the marketing pieces that you create, whether it's a social media caption or a podcast like this or a blog post or a video, whatever you create, it needs to all point to you being an expert at your one specific area that you choose. And when you are really showing people that you know your stuff when it comes to what you do, you are really increasing the likelihood that they are going to want to work with you because they start to have some trust because you look very knowledgeable and like you are really someone who can help them. And then another thing that sharing knowledge does, it establishes reciprocity. So reciprocity just means that when people give, then the people you are giving to kind of feel almost like automatically obligated to give back to you. So when you create a lot of value through your free content, then people are just kind of subconsciously feel obligated to like pay you for something or to work with you in some type of way because you've just been so helpful for them with your free content. So establishing that trust and credibility, like I said, it's easily done with sharing those tips and strategies based around your area of expertise. And then you will attract more people to you. And then another piece that establishes credibility is social proof. So that's another psychological trigger that's very important because in the beginning, I know if your business is new, you may not necessarily have social proof yet. So all of social proof is just showing that your strategies or whatever it is that you sell, your service, your coaching, your consulting, it's just showing proof that it works and that is high quality. So this is typically done through testimonials. So whether you do a video testimonial where you have your clients share their results with you on video, or you can do this through a written testimonial where the client submits a written testimonial to you. So those things build credibility too, because people always want to know, like, has this actually worked for someone else? And another piece of credibility could be yourself. So if you are new in business and you do strategies like something around finances or fitness or what else could it be? I don't know. Those are the top two, even career, any of those areas. So if you have strategies that you have used, so like let's say you paid off a huge amount of student loan debt and you got a house or whatever, that shows that it worked on you and you're your first success story. Or if fitness, like if you lost a lot of weight, got in shape or something like that, you're your first success story in the fitness space. And then with career, like if you overcame all these obstacles in the job search and you secured your dream job and you're doing great in your career, you are the first success story there. And so you can share your own story and your own journey of transformation as your first success story to establish credibility. And this can be done through online marketing strategies like under captions and your photos for social media. You can do live videos, you can do pre-recorded videos, podcasts, whatever that works for you, blog posts too, whatever medium works for you, you can pick that one. So the good thing with online marketing is there's no one way to do it. So you want to, of course, make sure you're driving people. If you create content like a podcast or like a blog post, you do need to use social media to make people aware of it, to create awareness. But you can always still customize your strategy to work just for you. And so the second piece is the connection piece. So the connection piece is one of the best ways to differentiate yourself online now. So everything, there's not really any new ideas under the sun at this point in 2020. And just about everything that you choose is probably going to be somewhat saturated in any way. So the best way to make yourself stand out is by creating a connection with people who are your target clients. So something that I would do a lot is pick specific stories in my life that were relevant to the kinds of people that I wanted to attract and what their struggles might be. So like if you are wanting to be like a fitness coach. And you know, a lot of people may struggle with eating, making the right selections when they eat. Maybe they feel pressured or feel anxiety around meals. Maybe you share stories around that and you are able to show your transparency and how your unique stories and how you use your own strategies to overcome those things. And that helps people to connect with you more as a real person behind the brand. And then even other just connection things like internal emotional struggles, because marketing is always effective too when you focus on the results that people can expect and then also the emotions that they want to feel as a result. So maybe they want to lose weight and feel confident, or maybe they want to get their finances in order and feel peace of mind. Like whatever it is that is in the feeling too, that also makes people connect better with your brand, because a lot of people forget to focus on that feeling piece, or they just maybe do storytelling but don't do it in a relevant way, and they feel that part doesn't really hit home properly. So when you story tell in a way that resonates with what your target clients may be going through or maybe experiencing, then that creates better connection with the online marketing. And then the last piece of this three C's is the calls to action. So your marketing should always have an action in mind. So this is where you need to have an offer to sell, because a lot of times people just do posting on social media, but they don't really have a certain thing that they are driving people to buy. So whenever I create content for marketing and social media, I start with the top thing that I want to be selling. So if I want people to buy the services versus my branding program or just whatever it is I sell, I have that in mind first. And then I create content that's going to drive people to that particular thing that I want them to buy. So in each thing you do in your captions on social media, you need to have some type of call to action, or CTA in the marketing world. They call it CTA for short. So you want to make sure each post has a CTA at the bottom. And so different call to action options could be schedule a call, a free consultation call, or the call to action could be download this XYZ free guide to get them on your email list. Because a lot of times people are not ready to work with you right away, and they may want to just get on your email list. You can nurture the relationship with them and build up your credibility and trust with them through email. And then maybe the call to action is just get on a free training, or just whatever it is that you want people to do that's going to support you in making the sales that you want to make. So doing those things is definitely important if you want to see the sales coming in from online marketing. And then one last piece is urgency in the actions too. So something that is really beneficial, because again, with psychology, you have to let people know what to do next, but to create some urgency behind it, there should be some type of like almost like a time deadline or some scarcity aspect behind it. So this is why you see on a lot of people's sales pages, they have the countdown timers, like counting down how long people have to enroll in their coaching program. And it's also why you see with a lot of service providers, why they show like, oh, just two spots left for the second quarter and all that kind of stuff. And that type of thing really puts a fire under people's butt to make them act now. Because a lot of times people know that a certain type of service or program is a good fit for them. They know it's going to benefit them. But for some reason, they still drag their feet when it comes to making a decision. So when you create a little bit of urgency behind it, then you're able to get people to take action a little bit faster. And just, well, really, you just get people to take action more, I would say, because a lot of times when there is no urgency behind it, then they just will continue to look at you day after day and not do anything and just know they may want to work with you, but just sitting there looking. But when you give them some urgency, then you have them really ready to take action. So yeah, so those are the three areas that you must focus on with online marketing to start to get those first few clients. And like I said, even if you do have to just start with friends and family to get your first few testimonials, even if you do it for really discounted or for free, like I did in the beginning, make sure those people give you testimonials afterwards, because even if they don't pay you, or if they pay you really cheap because you're not quite ready yet to do real market rates, that still counts as experience. So they can still give you testimonials. So for like the people who I worked with years ago for free and really cheap, I asked them for testimonials at the end that I could put on my website and all of that. So that way I could still show off that credibility from them. So yeah, so hopefully those tips were helpful for you, so you can start getting those first few clients from your online marketing. So I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, if you are ready to get started with building or growing your online business, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. I'll talk to you in the next episode.